Well, thank you for sharing with me, Mayor. Mayor, what I heard you say is your first job was as a stripper.
Oh, good. That'll be the headline. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I may use that, Alec, actually. That may give me some votes.
There we go.
This episode is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the state's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Since 1991, Texas Mutual has been helping employers prevent workplace accidents. To learn more about how Texas Mutual provides a competitively priced source of workers' comp insurance for Texas employers, visit www.texasmutual.com. Welcome to Austin Hires Local, your inside access to the work behind workforce development, powered by Workforce Solutions Capital Area. Join us as we dive deep into conversations with trailblazers across the local, state, and national workforce development ecosystem. From elected officials to industry leaders and educators, we uncover candid insights and innovative solutions shaping our workforce landscape. Get ready to explore the intersection of education, economy, and opportunity. This is Austin Hires Local, where the future of our workforce begins.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Austin Hires Local podcast. My name is Tamara Atkinson. I'm proud to serve as the CEO of Workforce Solutions Capital Area. And on this podcast, we have on the record conversations about workforce because Workforce Solutions supports and connects local people to local jobs. And we are joined today by someone who gets it. I am so pleased, Mayor, to have you here. We have City of Austin Mayor Kirk Watson joining us today. Mayor, I'm excited to talk to you about affordability, mobility infrastructure, childcare, and anything else you want to talk about. So thanks for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, Mayor, tell me a little bit about your first job and what did you learn from it?
So I grew up in a house where my mother made it pretty clear that once we got into middle school, we had to get a job. We weren't just going to sit around the summer and watch the Three Stooges or cartoons. So my very first job was working for the school district. So I guess I was going into the seventh grade. And what my job was I would go into schools, and it was the summer, so we were getting the schools ready for the next year. And we'd go in, and I'd pull out all the furniture in a classroom, put them out in the hallway, stack it all out in the hallway, and then I ran a stripper where I would strip the wax off the floor, go back in, and then re-wax the floor, and when it dried, put all the furniture back into place. And I guess the biggest lesson about that was managing your time would be the first thing I learned about that. And the other was that working with other people, I got to meet, and of course, I was a kid, right? A little kid in a lot of ways, but I got to meet grown men that were doing those kinds of jobs as well and sit with them and have lunch. And, you know, we always snuck into the teacher's lounge and had lunch in the teacher's lounge.
Were you eating teacher's lunches?
No, teachers weren't around.
Okay, all right.
But it was, so I would say that the camaraderie that comes with having friends that are doing the same job, hot and enjoying each other's company. But really, I think it probably was the one thing you had to learn was time management because you were supposed to get a certain amount of work done each week.
Okay.
They weren't really paying attention to what happened on each day, but by the end of the week, we knew where we needed to be.
And they could tell if you'd done it or not,
right? Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. And then the hardest part of that was when we moved into the older, there was an old WPA part of the school.
Oh.
You're bringing up really harsh memories here, but they were old wood floors, and so we had to basically sand those floors and re-wax them. And of course, they hadn't been done right for years, so all along the edges of the room, you had just built up for years. We had to get little wood sanders. Yeah. But it was fun, right? It was learning new things and experiencing all that.
Well, thank you for sharing with me, Mayor. Mayor, what I heard you say is your first job was as a stripper.
Oh, good. That'll be the headline. Yeah.
I love that.
That's great. Yeah, I may use that, Alec, actually. That may give me some votes.
There we go. Yeah. People will sit up and look at
notice.
You.
They'll take notice.
First mayor who's ever been a stripper.
That's
there you
right.
go. So, Mayor, let's get a little serious now, and let's talk about affordability and family income. So family income is, of course, a key variable in the affordability equation. What is the City of Austin doing to help local residents take full advantage of the opportunities in our community and build economic security for their families?
Yeah, you know, and that in many ways, that is the question, I think. In fact, I talk about affordability in this community as affordability first. Mm-hmm. That is our first priority. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's our number one thing that we need to be focused on is how do we make Austin more affordable? And I feel that way for a couple of reasons. One is I have long felt like that part of what makes Austin, Austin is the fact that we can welcome pretty much anybody. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we have young people that come here every year. I call it our fountain of youth. You know, they come here for Houston Tillotson, St. Ed's, Concordia, ACC, and of course that little public university that we celebrate so much, University of Texas at Austin. And what happens is those young people get here, and every year they bring great change. They bring new thoughts, new ideas, mm-hmm. greater diversity, new culture, new music. You name it, it's new. Mm-hmm. And then they fall in love with Austin, mm-hmm. like a lot of us did. Yeah. And they say, how do I stay here? If we're not a place that they can afford to stay mm-hmm. here, and if we're not a place that people can be here and be a part of this place, then we're not going to be the Austin that we all fell in love with. Mm-hmm. And so affordability first with me. And you've asked the question, I mean, the way you've asked that question is really important. Affordability necessarily includes, I think, making sure we're doing the right thing so that we can build more housing and address affordability in terms of what that house costs. But it also, and importantly, it addresses more than that. Mm-hmm. And that is income mm-hmm. and having money in your pocket that you can afford to do things. Mm-hmm. So the question as a long lead up answer, I apologize, but it's I kind of feel it in my bones that we need to be doing these things. And what the city's doing, I'm trying to make sure we change our economic development model. We change our economic development paradigm. You know, Austin has always been in a wonderful position to brag about the number of new jobs we created each year. And that's wonderful. That's mm-hmm. cool. I mean, we're a hot place.
Sure.
But that shouldn't be the end of the celebration. We should be also looking to how many Austinites can we get into those jobs? Mm-hmm. Because that's where you enhance affordability. And a key part of that, as you know, is that we have started focusing on the idea that we have an economic development sector that we really haven't treated as an economic development sector, and that is in mobility and infrastructure.
Yes.
So there's so much money being spent and getting ready to be spent on infrastructure, mm-hmm. the airport, Project Connect, the light rail system, Interstate 35, and even more. And that doesn't take into account all the private aspects of that, private aspects of development, that we need to be getting people into those jobs so that they have, well, it's more than jobs. Mm-hmm. They have actual careers out
wow.
of it.
I love that you say that.
Yeah. It's family supporting careers so that they can afford to be a part of the Austin they're building. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the state's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Since 1991, Texas Mutual has been helping employers prevent workplace accidents. To learn more about how Texas Mutual provides a competitively priced source of workers' comp insurance for Texas employers, visit www.texasmutual.com.
Let's talk a little bit about mobility and infrastructure,
yeah.
and let's talk about Austin's first ever infrastructure academy.
Well, that's the big
you
deal.
And the council unanimously passed that resolution back in March. Why was that so important to you? And like, where did you get the inspiration for the academy? Like, talk a little bit more about your hopes and dreams around this, really this landmark resolution that you and council passed.
Well, so I would be remiss if I didn't start with I'm learning as I go, right? Mm-hmm. I like to sound like I know everything there is, but and this will be the only time you hear me say it. I don't know everything there is.
Let's make note of that.
Yeah, no. Is that on camera? I don't want that to be recorded. Right. But, you know, Workforce Solutions has actually been very helpful to my educational process in this. You guys have been very, very helpful to me, and one of the key parts of that, there was inspiration, but then there was steroids that put me on for that inspiration. And that was that you hired a group called Civic Solutions that does economic development type mm-hmm. stuff. And they did a survey that you worked on too. And that survey showed us that we may have a problem if we're not evolving our economic development paradigm. It's one thing to want to evolve it, but we may not be able to achieve what we want to achieve if we don't.
Wow.
And that is that we need to have a lot more people, thousands more people,
wow.
every year trained and upskilled so that they can have the careers, or we can't get all of that infrastructure built to begin with.
Wow.
So there's a major advantage to us. We get the infrastructure that we need to have the quality of life we want to have.
Sure.
But importantly, we also create careers for people.
Oh, I love that.
So that they can afford to live in this city and keep Austin what I consider to be a more complete city, because more people are able to afford to be here and raise their families, and their families get to raise families.
I love that you're thinking that way, Mayor. Let's talk about the Infrastructure Academy.
Yeah.
And let's talk about supporting families and affordability. You can't talk about affordability and families without talking about childcare.
Right.
So what is your vision for childcare? What's the city doing? And even how does childcare fit into this Infrastructure Academy?
Well, as you know, and a lot of people are learning, when we talk about affordability and how we ought to be doing things, one of the key things is childcare. We have a focus, as appropriately so, we have a focus, and you've seen this city council do some really great things mm-hmm. with regard to affordability and housing. But the second biggest expense in most households behind the housing costs
mm-hmm.
is childcare.
Wow.
Certainly in those households that have children. And we know, again, this is something that has been starkly put in front of me, is that we know that people are actually making the hard decisions about careers, about do I stay part-time or can I go full-time? Can I take this job or could I take that higher-paying job? They're making those decisions based upon the availability of childcare.
Wow, yeah.
And so when that's a key factor in what it is that we know is influencing how people make their decisions and therefore impacting affordability. And remember, affordability first.
Yeah,
we have to keep a focus on that. Then we have to address it. And of course, the Infrastructure Academy will take that into account. But in addition to that, the City Council of Austin, Texas, the voters last year, I guess it was, voted to create an opportunity for cities to give 100% tax exemption
wow.
for childcare facilities.
Sure.
And the city of Austin, I'm proud to say, the Austin City Council unanimously became the first city in Texas to take advantage of that.
Wow.
So there are things like that. Of course, we've also been working with the county and County Judge Andy Brown to talk about what more we might do so that we take a county-wide approach
sure.
because of the needs county-wide. But childcare has to be first and foremost in our mind. It's been something I've been talking about for a couple of years now, and I'm pleased to see activity and progress in that regard.
That's fantastic, Mayor, and thank you for your leadership and that of the judge in this community. I agree with you. When we look at the data, we see a lot of need for childcare. So let's talk about, let's project into the future. Like, what are your priorities as you look ahead for the city under your leadership? Are there critical collaborations, partnerships you need to be successful? Like, paint us a picture of what the future looks like.
Well, I'll start with the childcare part of
yeah.
it, right? The childcare aspect of it is we're going to have a lot of collaboration.
Okay.
I mean, we just mentioned the county. The fact that the county commissioner's court voted unanimously to continue looking at how we might seek other funding for a countywide child care program. And for people that are watching this and listening to it, it's important, I think, that we focus on it countywide. And that is because not all of the people that – I know we talk about affordability in Austin, and I'm the mayor of Austin, but – Central Texas has an issue here, and a lot of people that we need for them to be able to take advantage of this live just outside the city, in part because we've had affordability problems.
Boy. It's all circular, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, circular. So we have to pay attention to that. But I'm really pleased that the Commissioner's Court is continuing to look at this, and I'm excited about that. And I congratulate them and salute them for doing that. But see, that will require real collaboration. It also, the collaboration, when we talk about some of the aspects of the Infrastructure Academy, already there has been Workforce Solutions has contracted with and collaborated with ATP, the Austin Transit Partnership, sure, which is responsible for building light rail, Capital Metro. So you have collaboration that we're doing in those areas, and we'll have to continue to do that. Collaboration will be paramount. We cannot ever this issue is so big, it's so important to the future of where we live, that we can't let the failure of collaboration or individualized divisions stop us from doing what we need to do.
I'm so appreciative of what you're saying. It sounds like you are really trying to set a very big table where the community can be involved, from the key players like ATP and Cap Metro and others. So thank you for that.
Well, let's just think about it. I mean, a couple of things. One, we all know AISD is doing some great things.
Glad you mentioned them.
With child care. ACC made child care a focus of their bond program at one point.
Sure.
In the past couple of years. Again, it seems like we've got a lot of folks looking in the same way. How do we collaborate? And of course, man, you talk about making a mistake. I'd make a big mistake if I didn't point out that part of the collaboration with ACC on the Infrastructure Academy, where ACC is going to build the physical structure for the Infrastructure Academy. And of course, as you know, we've been working very closely with the skilled trade unions.
Sure.
They do so much good in this
so
community.
Much good. Yeah.
And they set standards that are important for us to consider. So part of my excitement about this is we all seem to be getting in the same boat, and now we're figuring out how we're going to row that boat together.
I love that. So what I've heard you say is, you know, we can't do it alone. We need these partners. We're going to continue to lean on them. Mayor, is there anything else about workforce, child care, affordability that we haven't touched on that you'd like to talk about today?
Well, not that we haven't touched on, but I would highlight that we all love Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason I think we love Austin is because it's been a place where everybody felt like they could be a part of it. They could find themselves. They could be themselves. They could be creative, even if it meant they were going to make less money.
Mm.
But that's why we have to be sure that we don't let our success, and this is a problem of success, a challenge of success, which is that it impacts our affordability. And that means if we want to be a complete city with all of that creativity and all those happy people, with the teachers that we want for our children, with the public servants and public safety servants that we want, we have to be affordable. And we need the folks that are building this city for us, that are building the infrastructure that add to our quality of life, to have access to this city and be able to afford to live here. And that's why I'm here talking to Workforce Solutions, is because y'all have played such a big role in helping me, and you do such a big job in helping people find the careers that they need.
Well, thank you, Mayor. This has been a delight to talk to you today.
My pleasure.
You know, when I travel around the country, talk to my peers through the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and I talk about what Austin's doing, it always comes back to your leadership and your support.
Nice.
Not every mayor gets it like you do, so thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure to talk to you today.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Austin Hires Local, powered by Workforce Solutions Capital Area. To learn more about what you heard today, or to see what Workforce Solutions Capital Area can do for you, visit WFSCapitalArea.com. To stay updated on new episodes, subscribe to Austin Hires Local on your podcast app of choice. Until next time.